Hi everyone, it's Kim Ash here. Welcome to another episode of Offshore Banter. Today is mainly going to be the story of Denny and Fred. This is another story from Ramsgate, from about 15 years ago. So we had a client rep on the vessel I was on, again, a small survey vessel. And from time to time, the end client, the main contractor or developer rather, would send a company man down to join the vessel who would monitor what we're doing and make sure we're doing everything according to plan, to specification, meeting contractual requirements, all that stuff. And Danny was a lovely guy, South African. So look, forgive me, I'm probably going to try and do my really bad South African accent to just add a bit more drama and flavor to what we're doing here. And anyway, Danny was from Cape Town and really had a heart of gold, fantastic human being, really got on well with him. He was very experienced, had been around the block, done a lot of stuff. And at the time, I was relatively new to the industry. And he knew that, so he would share pearls of wisdom all the time, but not in a patronizing way, just, you know, oh, if you thought about trying this or doing that. And he was always very helpful, very constructive, never gave us a problem, and always was part of the solution. And quite often, you know, he would take us all out for dinner, buy a few drinks, you know, when we had a bit of downtime. And overall, we just had a great relationship with him. So he told me the situation he found himself in on this job, which is shocking, to be honest. He said, look, a few months ago, I was the senior client on a pipe lay vessel. Now, funnily enough, I've actually subsequently been on the same ship that he was on, but it's one of the world's largest pipe lay vessels. So this is a ship that goes around the world. It's got lots of people on it, hundreds of crew. And this vessel is something like 200 plus meters long, and it has a thing called a stinger out the back, which is this long steel framework that tilts down into the water column and controls the angle the pipe is lowered down to the seabed. It's a phenomenally complex, capital intensive, very, very, very expensive and difficult process to get this right. And there are only a handful of vessels in the world that can do it really well. So this guy Danny, again, name changed for, you know, protection for him and for me. But Danny was on this vessel as the senior client rep. And every morning at, I think it was, let's say 10 o'clock in the morning, there was a meeting of the senior management team of the vessel. So every head of department would go and have this meeting 10 o'clock in the morning. Sit around this big table, probably about 15, 20 people in the room, and they would discuss what had happened in the previous 24 hours, what was going to happen in the next 24 hours. So you had somebody there from the marine crew, like the captain would normally be there, somebody from engineering, somebody from the back deck, somebody from the welding and the pipe section, coating inspection, survey department, all of these different departments would all get together and discuss the business of the day. And there was one seat, effectively, that was always empty. And Danny, you know, he's a veteran, knows his stuff, knows what's going on. And he realized he hadn't been getting updates on the progress of survey activities, which is, you know, it's effectively measuring where the pipe has been laid, how deep it's been buried, what route it's taken, is it lying flat, has it got free span, you know, the sort of exposed bit that's lifted off the seabed, which is putting stress on the pipe and it's not good, all that kind of stuff. And you use different equipment for that, a combination of side scan sonar, multi-beam sonar, video, all this kind of stuff. So anyway, on this vessel, Danny had seen this guy from time to time. And this guy had stuck in Danny's mind because every time he saw him, there were only two women on the vessel, apparently. one on the bridge in marine crew, and one in the survey department. And every time Danny saw this guy, he basically had almost like cornered one of these poor women and was trying to chat them up and was flirting with them in a way that was just uncomfortable. And Danny doesn't like that kind of stuff. Danny's a good guy. So he said to him, after some time, he said, "What's your job on this ship?" And the guy said, "Well, I'm the reports coordinator. I'm the head of survey outputs. I do all the reporting for survey." He said, "Oh, shouldn't you be in the daily meeting every day?" The guy said, "Well, which daily meeting's that?" He said, "Well, the 10 o'clock one, where all the heads of departments get together and we report on progress and how things are going, what we're going to be doing." And the guy said, "Oh, I didn't even know about that meeting. Do you want me to start coming to it?" Danny's like, "Yes, please, come to this meeting." So the next day, this guy's in the meeting, Danny's there, the whole senior management crew around the table. And Danny is effectively the most senior person in the room. Has a look at this guy. We call him Fred. And he says to Fred, "So Fred, haven't seen you in the meeting before. Welcome. Just want to ask again, officially, so what is your role?" And Fred says, "Well, I'm the reports coordinator. I'm responsible for outputting reports on the progress of the pipelay." And Danny says, "Well, I haven't seen anything yet from your department. And just wondering, you know, how things are going." And Danny's like, "Yeah, fine, no problem. Everything's good, all good, no problem." Danny leaves it. And he feels there's something wrong, but he just leaves it for a second and goes, "Okay, no problem," right? Meeting breaks up. And then Danny immediately goes down to the survey department on the vessel. And the survey department is split into two sides, online and offline, right? So online is where all of the live data acquisition happens. So where all of the measurements are taken of the pipe on the seabed as it's happening underwater. And then offline is where all of the data that's been recorded is processed and reviewed and turned into a series of charts and diagrams and reports. And of course, you know, one of these two women is working in the survey department and she's an offline surveyor. And Danny goes up to her and says, "Look, this guy Fred, am I right in understanding he's effectively your boss?" And this woman says, "Yeah, that's right." And Danny says, "How is he?" And this woman is a little bit circumspect and doesn't really want to answer the question that well. And Danny says, "Look, I'm asking you because I'm not very confident in what his performance, what he's been doing and everything that's going on with him. So I kind of need you to give me, you know, some clear indication as to what's Fred been up to. Well, first of all, I've never seen Fred do any work. So does he come into this room?" And she said, "No, not at all. I've never seen him in this room where we do the processing, not once." And he said, "How long has Fred been on the vessel?" And she said, "About 4 weeks. He's got another 2 weeks and then he goes home, end of his rotation." And Danny's like, "Okay. Is all of the data for the survey in this room?" And she said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, is there any other way to access this data? Does he have another office? Does he work from there?" And she goes, "Well, no, the servers where we store the data are local and you can only access them from terminals in this room. It's not networked anywhere else in the ship. It's far too much data. It's far too much traffic and we don't have the bandwidth on the vessel to do that." And Danny's like, "All right, and you're sure he's never done anything?" And she says, "Well, yeah, okay. Look, he's my line manager. I'm not going to..." And Danny's like, "Okay, I get the story." And so the next day, there's a senior management meeting 10 o'clock in the morning, everyone's there, including this guy, Fred. And again, Danny picks Fred out, says to Fred, all right, Fred, you've been on this vessel for 4 weeks now, and just what data have you been processing and reporting on? And Fred says, well, the pipelay data. And Fred says, sorry, Danny says, how? How have you been doing that? And Fred says, well, I just do it in my cabin. I sit there on my computer. I go through the data. I check the quality. And everything's fine. It's good. And, well, Danny says, I haven't seen a single report in 4 weeks. And I've had a chat with Offline Survey. And they've never seen you in the offline room. And they tell me that there's absolutely no way that the data can be accessed from anywhere else on the vessel except in that room where it's stored on a bank of hard drives in a couple of servers. So how are you accessing this data? And Fred says, no, I do it in my cabin. It's fine. And Danny says, well, look, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go down to your cabin now, get your computer, bring it up here and show me the work you've been doing. Fred says, no, I'll just bring it tomorrow. I'll show you some of what I've been doing tomorrow in tomorrow morning's meeting. And Danny said, I'm sorry, Fred, but that's not acceptable. I'm the client. It's my job to make sure that people are doing what they're meant to be doing here and it's being done according to our requirements. Please, could you go to your cabin now, get your computer, bring it up here right now, and show me exactly what work you've been doing. And there's this silence in the room. You can hear a pin drop. Everybody knows what's coming. And Fred's face goes crimson, burning red. He knows he's been snared in a trap. And Danny looked at him and said, you and I both bloody know you've not been doing any bloody work. It's not worth you going to your cabin to get your computer, is it? Because you haven't done anything. All you've done on this vessel is make the two female seafarers that are here, your shipmates, make them uncomfortable for the last 4 weeks. And you haven't done a single day of work. You're here on company dime doing nothing. And it stops today. And then you turn around to the offshore manager, the superintendent running the vessel, said, I want this man on the first helicopter out of here today. And clearly, I don't want anyone else being able to get away with spending a month on company dime, never doing a day of work. And that was it. Bang. Gone. That day, helicopters were coming that afternoon to do a crew change. And this guy, Fred, packed his bags unceremoniously, goes on a helicopter, never to be seen again. Except he was to be seen again. And Danny was on the back deck of our little survey boat in Ramsgate telling me the story. And I'm like, I can't believe anyone could get away with that. That's just absolutely monstrous, you know? Like, every single person on the ship has a role, and they're there at some significant cost, both in logistics and in, you know, vessel resources, not to mention the money. And he's just on a jolly, on a free lunch ticket for a month. And Danny says, yeah, but that's not the end of the story. And I said, well, what else happened? He goes, well, here I am now, a couple of months later, a freelance client representative for the developer on this project. And you'll never guess what. When I arrived here on this job about a week ago, guess who my line manager is? Guess who the senior client is, the head of the client team for this entire project? I said, no. He goes, yeah, it is. It's Fred. Fred is my fucking line manager. I said, well, how's that working out? He said, as soon as I walked in the room and met him for the first time, again his face went crimson, beetroot red, and he hasn't said a single word to me. He said, I think the man's scared of me. He just avoids me, lets me get on and do my own thing. Right? Okay. And Danny says, but you know what? At the end of this rotation, I'm done. I'm not coming back to this because it's just, if that's the quality of people they're bringing on, I just don't want to be involved with this anymore. And that was the end of it. And then a couple of weeks after Danny had left, and I was still on this project, I'd been there quite a while, all the way through, we get another client rep come on board, and it's Fred. Fred came out for a day trip with us just to see how we were doing, whether we were holding up things and doing all right. And he, of course, Fred had no idea that I knew this backstory as to Fred and his quality of work and his professionalism. And I thought, I'm going to have some fun. So I had all of these instruments running. We had a sub-bottom profiler, had side scan, we had four magnetometers, we had a multi-beam echo sounder. There's a lot of technical jargon, but basically, and a lot of very complex instrumentation that was recording a lot of different stuff at the bottom of the sea, on the seabed. Shallow water, only about 25 meters of water. And a lot of this stuff's being towed behind the vessel. And when we were in transit towards the site, I just said to him, I wanted to see just how inept this guy was. I said to him, oh yeah, the data's coming in now. He said, oh, we arrived on the site already. And we had arrived on the site, but the site was, you know, several kilometers wide, several miles wide. And we were on the site, but we weren't in the right position. We were transiting still for another couple of kilometers, but our speed and bearing had changed when we got to the site, because as you enter the site, there are speed restrictions and all of that kind of stuff for safety reasons. So we had changed speed and everything, but we hadn't deployed any equipment. We hadn't put anything off the back deck into the water. We weren't towing anything. We had no instrumentation that was active, but we had some video recorded of the data streams that we'd done as a quality control previously. I just had that playing on one of the screens. All of these lines and squiggles and bits of data coming in. I said, yeah, yeah, look, there's the data coming in. And he looked at it and goes, oh, yeah, that data looks really good. It's really clean. Yeah, good job. And I just looked at this man and thought, this man hasn't got a clue. He knows nothing of what we're doing. Hasn't got a clue how this stuff works. So anyway, I stopped the video and this guy, Fred, has gone up to sit next to the day skipper. And then I went back to the guys. We got to the start of our area of operations and we started deploying stuff over the side of the boat. And still, at this point, Fred, you know, even if he had been a bit groggy, hadn't had a coffee and all that kind of stuff, he would have thought that he had some indication that how could we have been recording data when we had no equipment over the side. At this point, he sees us physically lowering stuff into the water and we're starting the proper data acquisition phase. And he's like, nothing. Doesn't say a thing. Doesn't realize. And we get back to port. And pretty much that's the end of the story. At the end of the day, we get back to port. Fred leaves the vessel. Never see the guy again. But you know what? During that whole day when we were actively in data acquisition and we were running our lines backwards and forwards and mapping, charting seabed. Can't believe I said mapping, especially after calling somebody out on it recently. Charting the seabed, looking at all the data strings coming in. This guy would stand behind us and just tell us stories that made him look like the hero all the time. Yeah, you know, this is what, you know, back in the day we used to do this and I used to know this and, you know, well, they think that I'm probably one of the best surveyors in the industry now and blah, blah, blah. All of this stuff for the whole day. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, you're just you're an oxygen thief. You're a mouth breather. Just get out of here. But of course, he's the client, so you have to be nice. Oh, really, Fred? Oh, how interesting. How exciting. Thank you very much for your experience and sharing your knowledge with us. It's so valuable. Got back to port that day, never saw him again. Heard of him bouncing around the industry, because that's what happens. You know, it's a small industry in many ways, and you get these stories about people going left, right, and centre. So I stayed in touch with Danny over the years. I think we lost touch about 5 or 6 years ago, but he's a good guy, and I'd happily be on a boat with him again in the future. So there you go. That was another story from Ramsgate on Offshore Banter, and I hope you enjoyed it. And if you've got any stories you want to share, send me a message, get in touch. Love to hear from you. Let's have some fun with offshore life. If you're off at sea right now, if you're on watch, if you're a seafarer on a rotation, you're away from home, have a safe trip. Have a good watch. Take care of yourselves. Lots of love to everyone.